January 11th, 2019, special meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, do you call the roll?
Trustee Golden?
Here.
Trustee Buckner?
Here.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Here.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Here.
Quorum exists for business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify the notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Gwendolyn Brooks Library buildings.
President Scott, will you and your team grace us with the singing of the school song?
Yes, we have Mr. Lee here to lead us in the song.
Lee, help us. What key are we singing in?
I think C.
See how it goes?
That's funny.
Here's to Chicago, evergreen and white. Hail CSU, where we can reach the height. Proudly we raise all our voices to you, helping each other to make it through. Honor and glory, telling our story, keeping our mission so true. Honor and glory, we'll tell the story, lifting our voices to CSU. Hail CSU, where all our dreams come true, meeting the challenge, making old things new. Onward and upward we'll proudly sing, all our devotion we'll gladly bring. Honor and glory, telling our story, keeping our mission so true. Honor and glory, we'll tell the story, lifting our voices to CSU. As we endeavor to achieve our goal, may we continue with a joyful soul, fondly availing our school's brave heart. With adoration we shall impart. Honor and glory, telling our story, keeping our mission so true. Honor and glory, we'll tell the story, lifting our voices to CSU.
Pretty good, y'all.
And with the choir members.
Has the board reviewed the agenda for today?
I have. Yes.
Any comments or corrections to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda of the January 11th, 2019 Special Board of Trustees meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Golden?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes. The board, Ms. Phillips, did anyone sign up for public or employee comments?
No one signed up for public comment.
Excuse me. On to our action items. Can we call the chair of the Finance and Audit Committee for a presentation of resolutions? Well, Trustee Harper, or Vice Chair Harper, is not here, so I'll take on that. Ms. Simone Edwards can present the resolutions, please.
Good morning,
President. President Scott, faculty, staff, and students.
My first, the first, can you hear me? Thank you. The first agenda item is our 6% increase for tuition for undergrad for new enrollment. This was presented by our Tuition Fee and Waiver Committee, who is comprised of representatives from student body, faculty, staff, and we have brought the presentation to the president and proposed a 6% increase for new enrolled undergraduates. The 6% increase was surmised at an $8 increase per credit hour for newly enrolled non-guaranteed student, equating to $312, and $35 per credit increase for non-domestic, those are international students, equating to a $619. Therefore, we're asking the Board of Trustees to approve the President's recommendation of 6% increase in the undergraduate tuition rate effective fall of 2019, which is fiscal year 20th.
Are there any questions from the board regarding the synopsis of the resolution?
On readiness, there's not enough notification to students about this. I understand that it won't be really affecting students that are already enrolled, but there's not enough information given out to students at this moment.
Ms. Edwards, can you explain to the trustees why more notice was not provided to students regarding the increase in the tuition? I believe that's the question that Trustee Jay Smith is asking.
So the committee started this conversation in July of 2018. We have representatives not only directly from the student body, but also from administration that oversees the students. We had we have monthly meetings. We had a lot of conversations regarding the impact to students, how it would affect new student enrollment. So current students would not be affected by this. And we addressed all the concerns that was brought to the committee, and a vote was taken, and representatives from each of those areas approved this increase. So our understanding is that this information, there's representatives from the student body that voted on this information.
And why was 6% chosen?
6% chosen, we hadn't increased the tuition for over 4 years. When we looked at and compared ourselves to other institutions, if you look at Exhibit A that's included, we are among the 13th of what we say compared institutions. So this is not only institutions in Illinois, these are what IPAC, which is the Integrated Post-Secondary Educational Data System, has told us that we are among the lowest in tuition. So we wanted to act at this time to make sure that we are competing, and also this is to also affect the inflation rate that we have not been compatible with for the past several years.
And what will this money be used for?
Well, tuition is used for the university, so this is part of our general income fund.
Okay.
I have a question. So let me understand, the last increase was 4 years ago?
Correct.
Right. And when we make this increase, if it's passed, you cited that we were 13th among that group. What would it place us after the increase?
Still at 13th.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions? Can you read the resolution?
Whereas Chicago State University, the Board of Trustees, Regulation Revised, December 14, 2018, Section 5, Administration and Finance, Subsection 1 states mandatory fees are defined as tuition and other fees established by the board, which all students are assessed as prerequisite of regulation unless a waiver or other exemption has been authorized by the board or statute, and Whereas board approved shall require to establish or change the amount of any mandatory fees. Whereas the university undergrad tuition rate has remained flat for 4 years during fiscal year 2016 to 2019. Whereas the university needs to increase its undergraduate tuition rate to support the operation budget, as well as to manage cost of living increase, inflation, and proposed expenses in student center program. Whereas the president, after a review of the available information provided by the university tuition fee and waiver committee, shall present recommendation concerning mandatory tuition and fee increase where warranted. Whereas the president recommends that the board approves a 6% increase in the undergraduate tuition effective fall 2019 fiscal year 2020. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State approves the president's recommendation of 6% increase in the undergraduate tuition effective fall 2019 fiscal year 2020.
Is there a motion to approve the 6% increase in undergraduate tuition rate for fiscal year 2020?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Edwards, do you have any additional motions?
Yes, I have one more motion for mandatory fee increase. The university has conducted a survey of all public university institutions in Illinois for the total cost of tuition and fee. Currently, the university is ranked the third lowest for tuition and fee as compared to other public universities. After this adoption, the proposed change, the university will be projected to rank fourth lowest in mandatory fee change by the state institution that you can see in Exhibit B. As I stated, the university has conducted the research and has proposed a 5% increase in athletics, facility, information technology, and student union. And I'm gonna be showing a little presentation, so if you can take your eyes to the side. So this is our current ranking. This is Exhibit B as I proposed. You can see it probably a little bit clearer in your packet. Now, with these increase in athletic, with a 5% increase, our current fee structure, athletics would increase from, it's currently at $355 per year, so we're talking fall. Good morning, Trustee Harper. Athletics count at 355, facilities 218, information technology at 362, and student union at 398. Our proposed fee increase of this 5% would increase the athletics from 355 to 374, facilities would increase to $230, information technology, which also includes the information technology from the library, I must state, would increase to $380, and the student union would increase to $418. There's also other areas that the committee would like to also increase, which is above the 5% increase due to the special needs in these particular areas. These are student services. The proposed increase for student services will cover new initiatives that would help the student activities in leadership activities in conjunction with first year experience. Our proposed increase would be for the year $46, and we're also proposing an increase in health service which would be utilized for the increased usage of our wellness center. That increase would be a $40 annual increase. Our current increase for students, the current fee for students right now is $118 for student activities, and the healthcare is $120. We're proposing that this increase to $164 per year, and healthcare increase to $140.
Excuse me.
It says 60.
I'm sorry, 160, my apologies.
What services will come with the health services?
So The health service has provides the health promotion counseling. This helps with weight reduction, nutrition, fitness, and stress reduction. There's also assessment, evaluation, and diagnosing for minor illness. There's medical condition, there's diagnostic testing, so we're talking about flu shots, blood sugar, pregnancy, sexual transmitted diseases, HIV testing, EKGs, and many other activities. They also provide sexual health consultation in this area and woman health examination, like pap smear and breast examination. There's other, I can go into details for other areas.
So students will be able to go in there and get those services for free?
Yes.
Okay. Without having to show any insurance, or they still need to have their insurance?
This would be part of the wellness cover. So the insurance is separate from the wellness.
No, I'm saying without having to show their insurance?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Insurance is separate from here. So this is just for the wellness center.
Okay.
And insurance is also a waivable item, so that's why it's not included in the increase.
Okay.
So what is the future impact of these fees? What are we gonna do with this increase in these special areas outside of the 5%? Well, we're gonna focus on student leadership. We wanna make sure that we are developing our students to the best that we can. We also wanna make sure that we currently don't have anyone devoted in the fraternity and sorority life, and also in the assistant director of student activity. This fee will go to help support those initiatives. In addition, we currently send a few students to a leadership conference, like the Thurgood Marshall Institute, but we're looking also to create our own conferences here that we can develop the hard and soft skills to develop our students to become leaders of the future. In addition, we think it's very important to have speakers come and speak to our students so they can see, you know, the potential that is within them. For instance, we have potential Les Brown to come to speak to the students, but we also have homegrown talents. We have, this is one of our...
Les Brown is homegrown.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay, yeah. We also have prior graduate, this person, her name is Saida Hood. She is the CEO and clinical director of her own clinical agency, and she is a graduate of Chicago State University. We also have Dr. Mark Freeman. He's also a graduate of the university. He is the chief CEO at the Cardiovascular Institute of Mississippi. These are the stories that our students need to hear, that these were individuals that have had the same struggle they've had, but were able to overcome them and be successful in our community. We also want to have a vigorous student life, not only on campus, but off campus. We need to show students that there is student life here, that we can take them, you know, downtown, other places in Chicago to show how great Chicago State is and how great the city of Chicago is. So these are the type of activities that will be used. We talked about, Trustee Smith talked about, we talked about the healthcare and what service will be provided. Those are what the funds will also go towards, helping the health, the Wellness Center to provide those service to the increasing number of people that are attending. We're also proposing three new fees. The first one is the bond fee. That would be $360 per year. The campus improvement, that'd be $40 per year. And also the grant aid, which would be $40 per year. These fees would help with the initiatives. First, the bond regarding, we currently have a outstanding debt of $8.1 million in our bond. This bond was secured in 1998. Usually when a bond is secure, an institution will set up a bond fee to help pay for that bond. We have not done that, and there's a need to do that because we're using the university income fund to pay this bond, which is almost $1.8 per year. In addition, the campus life improvement, we're committed with these funds to improve at least 2 classroom or lecture halls per year. We need to show that we are moving forward, not only in technology, but also the way the university looks. This is what these funds would be used for. And then our grant aid, that will be represent the increase. We have an increase of students that have significant financial needs. This will help close the gap between what financial aid provides and what we can provide for those students. I must say, after research from our tuition fee waiver committee, one or all of these fees are included in other state universities. So this is not something that just Chicago State is doing. Other universities have already implemented these fees within their universities. So what is the financial impact for all of these fee increase? We will be increasing the fee for each term in by $297.50.
Question. Can you go back? It says per semester increase, less health insurance. What does that mean?
Because health insurance is a waivable fee. Okay. So not all students have to have, that you can have your own health
and
insurance.
And then question, is the $360 bond fee, is that included in this?
No.
No.
Oh. In addition.
Those are in addition.
Okay.
In addition, we've looked at our part-time and summertime rates. They have not kept trend with our other fees, and they're not standardized. We're definitely looking to standardize those rates with this mandatory fee increase. We're hoping to have, we're requesting to have those fees to be 80% of the full-time fee. Most universities have the fee to be the same for part-time and summer, or there's also a percentage of the fee. We're looking to have that percentage to be 80%. The impact for athletics for part-time and summer rate would be, the new fee would be $154. Facilities will be $92. Information technology would be $152. Student union would be $167. The student activity fee will be $66. The health service fee will be $64. The bond revenue would be $144. Campus improvement would be $16. And the grant aid would be $16. This would ensure that anytime we have future increases, that our part-time and summer would be affected at that rate. What is our total financial impact? This has a projection of an increase in our annual revenue of $2,080,942. After the review, whereas the president of the Chicago State University presents the following proposed mandatory fee, we are asking, therefore, to be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago approve the mandatory fee increase as stated above, resolve that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University approve the new mandatory fee as stated above, resolve that the Board of Trustees of Chicago State approve the standardization of both part-time and summer rates to be 80% of the full-time rate at that particular fiscal year, and resolve that the president is authorized to take the necessary action to implement the mandatory fee increase and to incorporate the fee in the board policies. Thank you.
Are there any questions from the board?
Yeah, I have a question. Yeah, so maybe I just don't understand. When you say a mandatory fee, that's a fee that every student has to pay?
Correct.
And the 5% mandatory fee is to raise, as you notice. Why did you separate out then new fees? Why did you add them all together? I'm trying to understand the difference between the first part of the proposal and then the additional fees.
So the additional fees were above the 5%.
So the 5% increase is mandatory?
They're all mandatory, but the recommendation was 5% for those particular four fees. Then the other two fees, we were asking more, so those would be more than the actual 5%.
So what is the total percent increase you're asking students to pay? Well, yeah, I understand the 80%. Yeah, but I want to, in other words, we're asking students, we understand 5%, but when the proposal says 5%, you know, that doesn't mean 5%, because the additional fees will raise it higher than 5%.
And we're having new fees also.
Right, so I'd like to know, what is the percent increase total that we're asking students to pay?
Oh, like year over year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we say at our church, we have really one pocket. You can break it out all you want to. It comes from the same source. So you need to know, in total, what are we asking, and what are we passing? So is it 7% total? Is it 6.5? I mean, trying to understand, what is the percent increase total we're asking students? And the other part, if I understand it, the improvements, some of them are improvements in the facilities themselves?
That's correct. The campus fee will be included.
So are there matching revenues from other sources besides this increase to make those things happen?
Those increases usually happen through the LI fund, which is local income funds from the state. That's what we use to pay for those items now.
So what is,
unless it's a capital project.
Right, so can we understand, you may not know this, what is the portion the students are asking to pay because of the increase versus what the state and other revenues are giving to make sure that the project happens? I couldn't believe that the student increase of the fees pays the majority of the cost of these improvements.
No, the majority of the cost would be paid for by the state.
Right. So I'm asking, do we have matching funds from the state to make sure that the project actually happens? Because you're going to collect the fees from the students up front.
Okay. I can get that figure.
Yeah.
So you said classes will be selected to be improved. What classes, how we go about selecting those classes?
We'll be working with the provost on that based on also the usage of the particular class or lecture room.
Are we gonna make sure it's not like a specific program that gets a lot of funding already, or are we gonna make sure that it's classrooms that are like?
It will be based on need base, okay. Yes.
And trustee, I have initiated that conversation with the provost. We are looking at enrollment in certain colleges and using and considerations being given to some of the larger lecture halls. That is where we might start. You know, our classrooms have not been touched probably in a decade, and it impacts not only, you know, student happiness. It impacts recruiting, and so we are probably going to start with some of the larger lecture halls in certain categories of curriculum. First of all, where would the most students benefit in terms of modification and modernization of classrooms?
And last year we voted on the athletics fee increase, which was supposed to provide longer hours for athletics for the whole JDC and also provide new equipment for the JDC. But the hours did get longer, but no new equipment came into the athletic room.
We're going to completely overhaul the management of the JDC.
Okay.
In terms of its recreation facilities, student access to it, and the equipment. There has been a shift in management. We have moved the athletic director, moved the employee who was responsible for that function back into the building to as an initial start. We are going, instead of relying on volunteers, we're going to rely on an employee base for that weight room, and we're going to update the equipment.
Okay, but would that athletic fee be going to the update?
That.
Yes. Yes, that will help to facilitate those changes.
And last year it was stated that there was a plan to have all of the new equipment going into that, but that never happened. So is that plan still going about?
Yes, there's actually new equipment that has been ordered and we're waiting to install them.
Okay.
We're going to be installing them.
And then will this start fall 2019 or fall 2020?
2020.
So
fiscal year 2020.
Fall 2020.
Fall, yeah,
fall
19, fiscal year 2020.
Okay.
Trustee Dr. Smith, mm-hmm. The total impact will be 31%.
Increase,
mm-hmm. Correct.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
That's a big
How
jump.
How did you determine the particular amount for each fee? Did you start with the number that we needed and then work backwards, or a global number, the $2 million? Did you start with that and then work backwards?
No, we did not.
Or did you start with the particular fee and determining how much each fee should be?
We looked at each fee independent. So we looked at what was needed for that particular area. We looked at what the state projected the state revenue would be for the university. And we looked at projects that would be needed to basically address the needs of the students. So we looked at each individual fee structure. We looked at the, We looked at the last time any fee was increased. We looked at other institutions and what their fee was in that particular area. So we touched many points to make these decisions.
And the individual campus owners also had a voice in this. For example, the Dean of Student Services reviewed what additional student support was needed to provide better support and better student life on our campus. And so that particular resource holder made specific recommendations for fees and outlined to the committee how those fees would be used. So the actual owners of the individual functions on campus provided their input to the committee on the increases.
Have you conducted any analysis as to how such a fee would affect current students?
The analysis that we did was looking at other universities and when they implemented their fee, how much it was, and the impact on their student population. We can't make a one-to-one relation to if we increase the fee, students are not gonna come, because there's so many variables to that situation. Even when we looked at other universities and contacted them, they weren't able to provide that just because of the state condition as it was for several years. We believe, though, that with these fees, it would impact the student life in a positive way that would increase enrollment, and it's just to ensure that we do the things that we say that we're going to do with these fees. As President Scott said, we, the committee, also made sure that when we made these suggestions, that each area would provide a report to us, biannual report to us, on how they were using the fees once approved. So we know that we are, you know, on the path of using it the right way, and we're seeing the return on our investment.
If the board approves these fees today, how would you go about explaining how these fees would be used to the current students? Because from what I'm hearing from Trustee Jay Smith is there may be some angst and anxiety from current students regarding a 31% fee increase.
Well, the president is currently going to have a state of the university address. This is also part of what our interim vice president of enrollment. This is going to be a communication, a big communication marketing that's going to be needed. Like I said, we're going to make sure that we have reports. There's going to be accountability,
transparency
around what we're going to do with these fees. Okay. Town hall meetings. Yeah. For students.
Yeah, my comment, again, not to be a dead horse, there is no question about the need to raise the fees. That's not, in my mind, a concern. We have delayed doing these things for years. My concern is, can a student pay for it? The ranking of the schools, again, as you probably know, for a student is not that important. It's what they're able to do. We've been working hard to increase your enrollment. My concern is that if you raise it too quickly, too much, they can't pay it. The need is non-controversial. In every area you talked about, I'm in total agreement. We need those funds. I just wonder what's going to happen. The absolute amount that I would pay next year versus this year, we'd ask that question, how much is that, and do we think that would be a negative incentive to a student? And would it cause students not to enroll because they can't pay the fee?
Well, here's a response to those questions. First of all, you know, our fees will still put us fourth lowest in the state.
Sure.
And some of the institutions who lead us in student fees are educating similar populations. And if you look at, you know, what impacted our enrollment over the last three to four years, the first impact on our enrollment was a lack of a budget. Mm-hmm. Was a lack of a budget, not the cost of our student fees.
Sure.
We took an incredible drop in our enrollment just based on the fact that there was not a state budget. I believe that now that we are our funding is in place, and that we have a new governor in the state house who has promised a commitment to higher education, that we will begin to see an increase in our enrollment just based on the fact that we have a budget and the word is out that we are open. So I think that when we look at our peer institutions whose fees are higher than ours, who have been able to sustain their enrollment, it is not the fee that will stop students from coming to Chicago State. It is our brand, it is our reputation, and it is the status of our facilities. And when you look at our campus, we have outdated classrooms. We have crumbling. Our maintenance issues are impacting our ability to bring students on campus. So I think we have to, in the spirit of transparency, we will inform students exactly how that money will be spent. As Ms. Edwards indicated, we will have transparency around showing that those fees are going to directly impact those program and service areas. So I think that in the long run, it won't be the decision factor for somebody coming here. What is a decision factor is, you know, dated classrooms, you know, and deferred maintenance.
So,
and I'm in support if those things are going to happen, because again, the need is apparent to everyone who mm-hmm. walks the campus.
Mm-hmm.
We have to improve these things. Mm-hmm. So the accountability piece and the promises have to be kept mm-hmm. to our students. And I'll be in favor of this proposal.
And Trustee Smith, I'll also be advised that financial aid would most likely cover about 30% to 40% of these fees.
All right, that's helpful.
So looking at the average student's financial aid packet, how much is of effect would that be? Like, would this new fees put that? Would that put them like in a debt a lot? Put them in a debt a little, or what?
Wait, we got to be careful though. So I don't know that this is her question.
Oh.
Like who? Like you want? Do you want to ask the director of financial aid about like the percentage? Like just I just want to weigh in there that I don't know that I didn't ask her to. I did not ask them to. I didn't ask my committee to prepare that.
Okay.
So she might not have that answer right this second. What I did ask the committee to do was to ensure that the fee increases, the vast majority would be going to improve students. That this wasn't going to salary increases. This isn't going to like any hiring new people, getting the current salary, new money, anything like that. Any of their expenses, if they want to go to conferences, I don't care. I don't want those fees to go to this. And so that's what I asked them to do. When I asked them to break this out like this, the point was that yes, the students are paying the fees, but the students should see the benefit of this, not anybody else on this campus. So I don't know if you have the answer, but I just wanted to put that out there that I did not ask them to like go into financial aid like that as for this presentation.
Okay.
Yeah. And the interim VP of enrollment said he can work on getting that information.
Okay, and my last statement, I would propose that when this, because I'm for, this is a lot of these things, the classroom improvement, a lot of this is what students have been asking for. But I would say when this goes out to students that you, it is stated what is going on and it is very specific and very clear. I don't want anything to be left out because everybody knows what just happened a couple days ago with the settlement. This tuition increase will make it seem as if we're paying for that. That's how students will feel. So I would like for that to be very clear that that's not what this is for, that this is for the benefit of students.
Any other questions?
It might be helpful, I know you can't promise it, but it might be helpful when that information goes out is to give them proposed schedules and dates when these things are happening so that they have something tangible that at least to look forward to see if that happens. If you do that and you're able to hit those marks, you're gonna increase the students' confidence that we're gonna be doing what we say.
And just from the student perspective, like this is a public university. So like there aren't things that you don't have access to. So just like the trustees are accountable and are looking at these, the students can be looking at these numbers and figures and knowing where every single dollar goes, right? So it's not I think that there's a way to hold everybody accountable here. But if there is a way that we can provide the students with this particular fee increase, we will do these things by June of 2019. It will be this classroom. It will be this, and this, right? Okay. And they can follow along with it. Would probably be a lot more helpful than just like the blanket, we're going to do improvements, right?
Yes.
That's
what we need. Yeah. Clarity.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Well, we have
a the resolution. Yeah, she read it.
Resolution.
She read it.
She summarized.
She read all of it, yep. I move that the Board of Trustees approve. Oh, go ahead.
He did move.
Oh, you did? Oh, second.
Okay. Trustee Golan.
Yeah, can we just clarify what we're moving for?
Sure.
Can you do the whole motion? You move to
let me start. Is there a motion to approve the CSU resolution for academic year 2020 mandatory fee increases?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Golan.
Yes.
Trustee Harper.
Yes.
Trustee Buckner.
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith.
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith.
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Edwards.
Thank you.
Is there a motion I think we're doing our open business at this point. Is there a motion to recess into executive session pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Golan?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Horace Smith?
Yes.